A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yung Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Today's daf, Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, 118, pagination page 235. But we are going to start on the facing page on the topic of the three meals of Shabbos. So we're on page 234, towards the top of the page, which is Kuf Yud Zayin 117b. Accurately, we are on the sixth line, where you see the bold words, Masnisen. We're in the center text. Sixth line, Masnisen, Mishnah. The Mishnah over here is discussing a case where, God forbid, a fire broke out during Shabbos, and we allow you to save enough food for Shabbos. The reason that we don't want you to save more is because we're afraid that if you start exerting yourself, you're going to lose your serenity and put out the fire or whatever. We're assuming, of course, that there is no danger to life. Obviously, if there's danger to life, there's nothing to talk about. You put out the fire, you call the fire department. We're talking about a bungalow, a clubhouse, a tent. Somewhere divorced from catching fire to the next building. Question is, how much food can I pull out of the building? And you're allowed to pull out enough food from the building to provide you for Shabbos. Okay, how much is that? And so the Mishnah introduces us to a concept that there are three meals on Shabbos, not, as the common custom was, two meals per day, a morning meal, an evening meal. On Shabbos, there are three meals. And that's this concept which we call Shalosh Seudos, which is actually the name of the third meal, has acquired the name three meals. When you sit down to the third meal, it's not that you're eating three meals, it's that you're culminating the eating of the three meals, one Friday night, one Shabbos day, and one later during the Shabbos day, usually late in the afternoon. Interesting halacha in the Ramah regarding Shalosh Seudos, that if a person for some reason did not eat a meal on Friday night, for whatever reason, he was sick with the flu, if you've ever heard of such an illness, Hashem protect us, yeah? Then he would eat three meals during the day, because there's a mitzvah to eat three meals. So the Mishnah states, Matzilin mazon gimel seudos, you save the food of three meals. Harai la'adam, la'adam, the food that's fitting for mankind, you take for the people. Harai la'behema, la'behema, whatever you need for the animals. You can't let the animals go hungry. We have a responsibility towards these animals. Tzar ba'alei chayim, you can't cause them problems. We have an obligation to feed our animals. If you remember from previous Gemaras, there's even an obligation to feed your animals before you feed yourself. So by extension, the leniency is that we employ for ourselves to carry out that amount of food, we're going to employ for the animals as well. Ketzad, let's explain this. How does it work? Nafla deleika belele Shabbos. If a fire occurred on the night of Shabbos, matzila mazon gimel seudos, you save three meals because that's what you need. B'shachris, if it happened by day, matzilim mazon beis seudos, two meals, because that's what you need. B'mincha, if it happens in the afternoon, mazon seuda achas, you need one meal, and that's what you're allowed to save. Again, it's like the Mishnah was built in a case of a fire, and in order to understand that case, you have to understand that it's a case where it's safe, totally divorced from population. But it's almost like the Mishnah, really, the point that we're going to get from it is how do these three meals work? It's basically coming up with a case and teaching you that you're obligated in three meals on Shabbos, and therefore that's how much you would save. Let's drop down to four lines from the bottom of this page. At the end of the line, you'll see a two dots. Ketzad, how does this work? Nafla deleika, if a fire occurred. So we're being taught three meals on Shabbos are critical. Tanu Rabbanon, the rabbis learned. How many meals are you obligated to eat on Shabbos? I'm three lines from the bottom now in the middle. Shalosh. Three meals. Rav Chitka Omer, Rav Chitka says, Arba. Four meals on Shabbos. We do not go with that opinion, but it is a fascinating approach which the Gemara will develop. Om Rav Yechanan said, Oshneh Mikra Echa Darshu, it's based on a Pasuk. Pasuk in last week's Parsha, Pashas Beshalach, when it discusses the mon, the manna that came from heaven, that Moshe told them that they should go out and collect each morning, with the exception of Shabbos. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, Ichluhu Hayom. Today, you should eat from the double portion that you collected on Friday. Why? Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem. Shabbos to Hashem is today. Hayom lo simtza'uhu basadeh. Today you will not find it in the field. There are three times that it says Hayom in this pasuk, and the Mechilta explains, the Gemara here doesn't really elaborate how this proves that it's appropriate to eat three meals on Shabbos. The Mechilta explains that the first statement was because they were going to go out to collect, and Moshe told them, Ichluhu Hayom, no, eat what you already have in your tents. Then they wanted to go out during the evening, and again Moshe said, no, Shabbos Hayom LaHashem, today is Shabbos to Hashem, don't go out and collect. And finally, the Mechilta says they were worried, Shema lo nimtzu ulamacha, maybe there won't be any food tomorrow, because they're seeing a pattern that today there is no manna falling down and they're relying on this for sustenance. So Moshe responded, Hal yom lo simtza'uhu, today you won't find, but tomorrow we'll be back to what's been going on, that you'll get your food. What's fascinating about this is if you think about the third meal, the power of Shalosh Udas, the first Hayom, so we observe that at night. We eat a meal. The second Hayom, we observe it by day, in the morning. The third Hayom, which was Moshe telling them, don't worry, tomorrow there will be food, is the origin for that third meal. It's effectively the opposite of Yachatz. How do you like that? By Pesach Seder, what do we do when we break the matzah? We put the larger half away for Afikoman to symbolize slavery. We're worried where our next meal will come from. So we put the larger piece away. What do we do by Shalosh Udas? Oh, you still have food in the house? Eat it on Shabbos. Tomorrow it'll be okay. We're purposely not worried about tomorrow. We're purposely eating that extra little bit. I'm stuffed. No, if you have room for a little bit more, a little bit more. Because that's the message that tomorrow there will be sustenance. And that's the origin of this Hayom. Another comment which is made in Halacha is that the observance of Shalosh Udas makes the first meal of the day more of a observance, mitzvah type of meal. Because you would stuff your face. Shabbos festivity. A person purposely restrains a little bit with the knowledge that he still has to eat in the afternoon another meal. And therefore it makes that meal for the sake of heaven. Last line of the page, Rav Chitka Sava, Rav Chitka says, Hani Talasa Hayom Levar Mayurta. When it says three times Hayom, it's besides the meal that he ate last night. So Rav Chitka holds four meals. For Rabbanan Savri and the Rabbanan hold, Hadei de Urta, they only legislated three meals in total, even though the word is Hayom today, but they legislated three meals to observe the day of Shabbos with what Moshe told them regarding food. Tanan, we learned we're going to try to bring a proof against Rav Chitka of four meals and establish it the way we know it, that there's a mitzvah, according to the way we paskin, of three meals. Naftod Leika B'Leile Shabbos, the story of our Mishnah. A fire broke out on Friday night. Matzilin Mazon Gimel Su'udos. You only have to save three meals. My lav de lo ochal. It probably means three meals because I didn't eat yet. So I need Friday night, Shabbos day, plus Shalosh Udas. The Gemara answers that Rav Chitka could understand this Mishnah, delo achal, that he didn't eat. I'm sorry, lo, no, de achal, that he ate the Friday night meal already, and it's three meals besides the Friday night meal. That's how Rav Chitka would understand it. Lo, no, de achal, he already ate the Friday night meal, and now all that's left is another three meals. Rav Chitka is holding a total of four. Shachris, what happens if the fire breaks out in the morning? Matzil mazuz and shtei sudas, you save two meals. So it sounds exactly like the way we paskin. My lav de lo achal, I didn't eat the morning meal yet, so I need two. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Chitka could tell you, lo de achal, shachris, after I ate the morning meal. He davened hashkoma. Okay? B'mincha, what happens if at night? Matzil mazuz and suda achas, one meal, my lav de lo achal. He didn't eat, and this is the shalosh shudas meal that he's being told to save. Lo, to achal. He ate the shalosh shudas meal already, and there's still one meal that Rav Chitka is requiring you to stick in. The Gemara says, yeah, but until now you were okay, but there's an ending of the Mishnah which contradicts Rav Chitka. The end of the Mishnah, which I did not yet read, is the opinion of Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says that you can always save three meals. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that by definition, Shabbos allocation, Shabbos intrinsically, is a three-meal day. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi argues on the first opinion, and he says that even though you're telling me on a practical level how much food do I still need, Rabbi Yossi says, no, when they legislated how much you can save from a fire, they legislated according to the amount necessary for a Shabbos. You're going to the mountains for Shabbos, how much is in your backpack? By definition, it's a three-meal day. So, v'metiktani seifa, in the end of the mission, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, lo lematzil mazon gimel sudos. Three meals, by definition, mechlal de tanakama gimel sefira lei. Apparently, even the Tanakama is also holding that it's a three-meal day. He's just holding that if you ate the meal, you don't have to save that meal worth. And Rabbi Yossi is saying, no, it's a definition of a three-meal day. Our Mishnah is not like Rav Chitka. You see that you don't. It's not a four-meal day. It's a three-meal day. But what we got here is insights into the origin of Shalosh Shudas, the concept of a three-meal day, and this concept mentioned by the Ramah, that if for some reason a person missed one of the meals, he should actually make the effort to eat that extra meal to symbolize, commemorate, and observe this legislation based on the pasuk by Moshe regarding the mon of Hayom three times. Yeshe Koach, have a wonderful day.